Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Subbalakshmi, the moderator for your conference call today. Welcome you to the conference call of Cadila Healthcare Limited. We have with us today Mr. Pankaj Patel, Chairman and Managing Director from Cadila Healthcare Limited. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Patel. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon and welcome to our post-results teleconference for the first quarter of year 2009-2010. Before I take you through the highlights of the quarter, let me tell you that it was a very good quarter. Let me now take you through the highlights of the operation for the quarter. During the quarter, domestic formulation business posted a healthy growth of 13% with a launch of 17 new products including line extensions, out of which two were for the first time in India. Continuing robust performance quarter on quarter, the US business continued growing and posted a sales of 1479 million rupees, up by 81% year on year, with launch of mycophenolate mofetil tablets and capsules during the quarter. The European business registered a growth of 39% and posted a sale of 638 million rupees, with Spain posting 39 million rupees. We launched four new products in the French market. Exports to emerging market grew by 86% and posted a sale of 526 million rupees, which includes the sales of 168 million of Zydus Himalaya Pharma in South Africa. Our joint venture with Hospira, Zydus Hospira, commenced commercial operations from May 09 and posted a sale of 460 million rupees and profit of 128 million rupees during the quarter, which is 50% of our share. The consumer business continued growing at healthy 28% with significant pull effect generated by through the focus promotion and advertising. We also launched exclusive skin care range products for men under the Everyuth banner. During the quarter, we filed our seventh IND for ZYD1, a novel GLP-1 agonist molecule with Drug Control Journal of India. ZYD1 is a novel candidate in the class of anti-diabetic agents known as incretin mimetics and has displayed better efficacy and safety profile in preclinical studies. We filed three drug master files with US FDA, taking cumulative filing of drug master file to 79. We received six approvals of ANDAs, with which our cumulative approval in US now stands at 48. We received three new product approvals in France, taking cumulative approval to 31 numbers. Let me now take you through the broad financial highlights. On consolidated basis during the quarter, the total income from operations grew by 27% year on year to 9,035 million rupees from 7,140 million rupees last year, driven mainly by the growth in domestic formulations, US, Europe, emerging markets and consumer business. The EBIDT was up by 26% year on year to 2,036 million rupees from 1,617 million rupees, maintaining EBIT margin of 22.6%. The operating profit before tax, excluding exceptional items and exchange rate loss on foreign exchange loans, etc., was up by 25% year on year to 1,511 million rupees from 1,210 million last year. Net profit was up by 39% to 1,248 million rupees from 897 million rupees last year. In line, the EPS growth grew by 39% to 9 rupees and 14 paisa per share from 6 rupees and 57 paisa last year. Thank you, and we will now start the Q&A session. I have with me Mr. Nitin Parekh, our CFO, and Mr. Vishal Gaur, our DGM Investor Relationship. We will take up the questions for finance. and data by Nitin and Vishal, and I will answer the business related questions. Over to moderator. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the live question answer session. If you have any question, please press star and one on your push button phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by the facilitator. If a question has been answered before your turn and you wish to withdraw a request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. We have a first question from Ms. Rohita from Enorm Securities.
Hi, congrats on a good set of numbers. Just had a couple of questions. First, on the U.S. markets, given the strong sales that you've recorded for the quarter, do you expect this trend to continue? And secondly, on Hospira, if you could just tell me what was your share of sales and profit for the quarter?
The U.S. Business, we are looking forward the same trend to continue. As far as Hospira is concerned, I've already mentioned, our share of sales was 468 million rupees. 50% of 468 million rupees, and profit was 50% of 128 million rupees. That will come to do on.
Okay, fine. Yeah, thanks. And just another question on the U.S. market. Last time we had guided for around $100 million sales for the full year from U.S. And given the strong growth that you've seen in the last quarter, so you're not looking at revising it upwards?
We expect the number to be upward of 100 million, however, we are not revising our guidelines.
Okay, and just another question on the API growth and exports. For the last whole year, you've been recording some double-digit growth in the API segment. However, for this quarter, it's been a single digit. I mean, any particular reason for this?
Well, this quarter, our more sale has happened on the captive consumption. As a result, we were not able to service some of the orders of exports. So the growth is only 7% for the quarter. But going forward, we expect the growth to be better.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ms. Rohita. We have the next question from Mr. Manoj Garg from MK Finance.
Yeah, good evening and congratulations for a very good set of numbers. Just one thing we'd like to understand about Nicomed. Like since at Q4 con call, you indicated for the whole year the top line would be around 600 million. Where in this quarter itself you have done around 27-28 crores. So do you still maintain that guidance or you would like to revise?
We will maintain the same guidance.
Okay. Second thing, we see in your annual report about Zydus Novartek, the last year made a loss of around 199 million. I think probably this venture is primarily for the U.S. market. So can you put some light on this venture in particular?
Well, this venture is for a novel drug delivery system, and we are currently in the process of R&D and filing of the ANDAs with the U.S. FDA. And as a result, you will see so we are investing into research.
So when do we see the products coming out of this venture when we start monetizing those opportunities?
We expect the revenue from this venture to start 2011-12.
And is it possible for you to disclose the area which are the products which you are working on?
I cannot give you specific product details, but we are basically working on transdermal products.
Transdermal products. Fair enough, sir. And apart from whatever the forex loss which we reported under interest head, do we have any other forex loss again during the quarter?
76 million rupees as forex loss.
76 million. Okay. Where you reported, which line item you reported this, sir?
Other expenditure.
Oh, other expenditure. Hello.
Other expenditure.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Manoj. We have a next question from Mr. Girish from JM Financial.
Yeah, hi, sir. This quarter, other expenses besides forex, does it include any one-off because they're pretty high in this quarter?
See, in the other expenses, we have the expenses of the three acquired companies, namely Emaila, Comlink, and Aetna, which were not there in the first quarter of last year.
How much would that be exactly like, if you can give a ballpark figure?
Yeah, 120 million rupees.
Okay. And how much was the Brazil turnover in this quarter?
It was 366 million rupees.
366 million. Okay. Another thing I wanted to ask was on the minority interest, if you can give a breakup of that?
That would be mainly Zydus Wellness and Zydus Mobile Tech and Zydus Himala. These are the three companies where we have minorities. As you would know now, we don't have any minority interest in our US subsidiary, which was the main profit making subsidiary. And that is why that there is a reduction in the minority interest.
Can you give a breakup of that, like in the number term?
I don't have it right now. I will provide it offline.
All right. Just wanted to confirm, how much was the contribution from Altana JV in this quarter?
Sales was 294 million rupees and profit was 205 million rupees.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Girish. We have a next question from Mr. Nilesh Mehta from MP Advisors.
Yeah, hi. Congrats for a great set of numbers. First of all, I would like to know what is the average rate of foreign exchange US dollar versus rupee that you would have taken for this quarter as well as for the last quarter?
Around 48 rupees.
For both the quarters, Q1 FY09 and O10?
No, 9-10 we are saying.
Last time would be about 42.
48 versus 42. Okay. Second, I wanted to know as to why is the gross margin this quarter very high, and you also mentioned about the other expenditure very high. If you can just repeat that, I missed that much.
Gross margin is a product mix related issue. With respect to the other expenditure, we explained that last year we did not have the expenditure of three decisions which we made during the year, which is Zydus Kalaya, Zydus Spain, and Aetna Biotech. So those expenditure have been added to expenditure this quarter, which was not there last year. And that is approximately 120 million rupees.
120. And this is kind of recurring, right? Because we will continue to have this kind of error rate, in other words, for other expenditure. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The next thing I would like to know about is your launch of mycophenolate mofetil. Can you just throw some light on what is the share that you have got? And we understand that it is a difficult market for generic. So how much is the generic penetration so far, and any kind of price erosion that you would have seen in general?
I don't have the data with me just now. Provide you offline the information.
Okay. And any color, if you know, a ballpark thing that has to, you know, if there is a...
I can only say the product has been received well. I am unable to give you exact details. Good.
Okay. Finally, on Hospira JV, how many products have we started with in terms of our first launch this quarter?
This quarter we have started with three products.
Okay. And what do you think would be the ramp up?
We have already provided you some guidance, and I think we believe that we are on right line on those guidance.
Yeah, but initially, as I understand, I mean, for this entire year, you will be generating sales only from these three products, or will there be any more products that you will launch?
Expect to add one more product this year.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. We have a next question from Mr. Alok Dalal from MS Global.
Thank you, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, what has been the R&D spending this quarter?
10 million rupees.
Pardon?
469 million rupees.
So okay. 269.
469.
469. Okay, thank you. And for domestic market, Mr. Patel, if you can throw some light on how are we placed with respect to the next two quarters?
I think we are looking at growth anything between 13 to 15% for next two quarters as well.
Okay. And the hospital joint venture is an assured offtake contract. Is that understanding correct?
Right.
Okay. And lastly, some data point. What has been the sales in France and Japan?
France, the sales was 599 million rupees.
Okay.
Japan was 83 million, 84 million rupees.
84. And Aldana, I missed out on the sales number, if you can give me.
194.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Anu. We have a next question from Mr. Rahul Sharma from Carvey Stock.
Sir, just wanted to know how come there has been a sudden growth in your generic formulations, which was not the focus area before in the domestic space, and would like to get the breakup of formulation exports for this quarter from major regions.
In generic formulations, sales is only approximately 20-25%, so it's not a big jump, and it might be that last quarter, last year same quarter, our number would have been lower, and this time it is little higher. So it's not kind of a focus whereby we see a growth in the generic pharmaceutical sales in India. What was your second question, please?
So a breakup of revenues for the formulation exports for the quarter.
Yes, US is 1479 million, France is 599.
Yes, sir.
Brazil is 366, Spain is 39, Japan is 84, South Africa is 168, and rest of the world is 358, and Hospira is 234.
This is our sales, Hospira?
Yeah, our sales.
And sir, another thing was, what is the underlying figure, why we have had a loss in, on Forex cover? Could you give us more clarity on the revenue part and on the balance sheet part, what is open as of now, sir?
As I said, Rahul, in the general expenses, we have loss of about 76 million rupees.
Right. And this is on account of what? How much revenues have we hedged? Are they open or?
Hello.
Hello.
$1 of receivables are hedged forward right now, and the average rate is 45, and this is outstanding as on 30th June.
How much is the receivables that is outstanding?
$2 million
worth of receivables are hedged forward. Okay, okay. And any derivative contracts or options which are there?
Receivables are hedged through forward contract only.
Okay, and what about the loans which are there?
Out of the total debt, about 54% is FC debt, foreign currency debt, of which about 53% is hedged through various contracts.
52% is foreign debt, right?
54% is foreign debt.
Okay. And how much is hedged, you are saying?
54% is hedged.
54%? 34%. Okay, but all of this is in dollar or is it in other currencies also?
In the dollar. About 10 million euro is euro currency. Otherwise, everything is in dollar. Hello?
Yeah, and okay, any rates where they are hedged or anything which is there?
Come again?
What rates are they hedged at, the dollar loans?
They are hedged at different rates. I mean, it's a long list.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharma. We have a next question from Mr. Karthik from Deva Security.
Yes, sir. I just want to understand, in terms of our JV with Hospira, what is the normal inventory level, if you could share that, and in terms of launching other products, do we need to incur any capital expenditures in FY 11 or so on, and if you could actually quantify that.
First of all, I do not have data on inventory part. As far as all our joint venture has complete capacity to supply products, and we do not require any additional capital expenditure for ramping up the sales.
So, sir, on the first part of the inventory, would it be fair to assume that 468 million is for 2.5 months or 2 months sales, or?
We just started supplying, so I don't think it is. We just started commercial production in May, and whatever we produce in 2 months, we have supplied. So I don't think we can say that it is something for inventory.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kartik. We have a next question from Mr. Prashant from Citigroup.
Hi. I just missed that expense, forex expense is a general expenses. That was 76 million, was it?
Yeah, correct.
And this is entirely realized, or is there a translation in mark-to-market?
No, it's both.
Okay. What part is realized in the term?
About 63 million rupees is unrealized.
Okay.
13. And 13 is realized.
Okay, thank you. Can you just give me a debt figure at the end of the quarter?
1,258 crore rupees.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bisha. We have a next question from Mr. Krishna from Capital Market.
Hi, sir. Congrats for good set of numbers. I'm sorry for repeating the same question. Sir, can you give me that Alnana JV sales number? It was
94 million rupees.
Sorry, sir?
94 million rupees.
694. Sir, what is EO exceptional item belongs to? 92 tax. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
It is retrenchment compensation paid in Brazilian subsidiary.
Retrenchment compensation. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Krishna. We have a next question from Mr. Ashish from Lucky Securities.
Yeah, my question is for Mr. Patel. Sir, if you could give an indication of how you see the domestic formulations market shaping up over the next 4-5 years. I mean, at the end of 5 years from today, what would be the growth rate you would anticipate in the domestic formulation market given the increasing launch of newer products by the MNCs and not so many by the Indian companies?
Domestic market will continue growing at around 15% for the next 5 years as I see it, and we must have seen a number of reports where people have estimated what kind of pipelines are there, what kind of product would have patent protection in India. What more than 15% of the market product even by 2015.
Okay.
But the estimates are, and these are based on number of retail study done by number of consulting firms.
Okay. And as far as our, say, in our formulations business, for our top 10 formulation brands, what would be the kind of growth rate that we would look, you know, even in the longer term?
We have two kind of approach to our formulation business. You know, we have strong brands, and there our strategy is to basically consolidate the brand and continue growing. So there we expect like a single digit 8-9% on average for all the brands to put together. And then basically from the other brands, which are smaller brands and the newer brands, expect the growth to be vicinity of between 20-30%. That ultimately helps us to bring the
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. Just wanted to also understand the threat to our top brands, as of top 10 brands, ours. How they are threatened by new chemical entity or by new molecules?
See, any of our top 10 brands have any competing molecule being even discovered or launched anywhere?
Okay. So, and that this status will continue for the next 5 years?
Because there is nothing we can see in pipeline.
Okay, so the pipelines competing against our top brands are not very healthy. Hello, is that right, sir?
That's right.
Okay, right, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Ashish. We have a next question from Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital.
Congrats on the numbers, sir. Just wanted to understand broadly the capex for this year and you know, just as the question might sound repetitive, on the hospital JV, just wanted more clarity. I mean, considering that this is just 2 months sales, if you could reiterate your guidance for the full year.
This year we expect capital expenditure of about 200 crore rupees.
Yes, sir.
So we expect capital expenditure of 200 crore rupees.
Yes, I got that. And on the Hospira JV front?
On Hospira JV front, we expect our part of the sales to be anything between 60 to 80 crore rupees.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. We have a next question from Mr. Rajesh from ICICI Securities.
Good evening, gentlemen, and congrats on good set of numbers. Pankaj bhai, on Pantoprazole, company has done reasonably well, continues to do well. What's the outlook going forward in terms of volume growth and anything on pricing that you might look forward to? I believe June 2010 is when all the other generics will enter the market, right?
Yeah, I think that's as far as U.S. is concerned, you're right. Europe, you know, there are already generics being launched.
Yeah.
What we have heard from our partners are that in spite of generic being launched, they have been able to retain good market share for their product. Result, two things have happened with the JV. One is that the base demand of our partner has not come down as it was expected. Number two, that they have now stopped buying from anybody else but only solely from the joint venture. That is basically also helped us to increase the volume. By 2010, our API facility would be fully commissioned in operations, and that would basically give us additional revenue. So whatever dip will come, large extent it will be compensated by the API which is going to be produced in the JV. On top of it, of course, the Hospira has started kicking off additional revenue.
Okay. So net-net, you're saying that at the top line, clearly you don't see a combined with Hospira, and if you look at Nycomed, JV also together, you're saying that there won't be any meaningful dip in the revenues, so to say, from the joint ventures.
We expect actually it should be positive.
Okay. And now obviously Nycomed gives you a significantly higher profit margin, close to 70% after tax. So obviously the other API that you are going to get are unlikely to be at that level. So there could be some impact on the profit level.
Yes, the percentage profitability will be affected, but because Hospira ramp-up will happen, it will compensate more than the losses which we are going to generate.
Okay, great. And any thoughts on debt which has gone up to 1250 crore now? What is the plan for reducing that number, if any, over the next 3 years or so?
Our strategy is to maintain 1:1 debt-equity ratio, and we would basically stable as long as we maintain that ratio. So we would we have an internal charter not to exceed that.
Okay.
As we are growing, it is better to grow through debt than just raising equity. So net, if you say net debt-equity ratio, currently of our company is only 0.67.
Sure. And last question on US FDA side, we have seen a lot of things happening in the sector also with various other companies who are not from India, like Apotex and all. Some quick thoughts on that?
I think, regulatory risk is one of the major risks which the pharmaceutical industry faces globally. And I think unless management takes extra care, it's going to be always a challenging time for them. So we believe that it's a kind of a thing which is given. One has to be extremely careful with the regulatory agencies in terms of requirements. And we expect that FDA to be stricter going forward, given the kind of pressure they face in the U.S. market, so that the companies would require to invest. And on human capital, training of people to ensure that there is a continuous regulatory compliance.
Okay, great. And last one on the U.S. Profitability. U.S. business, you've done a great job on scaling it up pretty well over the last few years. And now the run rate is also increasing. How is the profitability moved, and where do you see going forward broadly? Is it improving? And Where is it on the first quarter? 1479 is the top line, right?
Yeah.
What's the bottom line there?
Profit number is?
Yeah.
323 million rupees.
Okay.
We see clear now that in U.S. There is some change. I guess there is a price stabilization kind of situation occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Classically, generic industry goes through this cycle. People know this. That then there is high competition, prices fall, then price stabilize and go up, and then again there is a cycle where prices start again, people start competing and price going down. So that's what kind of thing happening in generic industry in a cyclic manner. We believe that there are less number of suppliers, reliable quality suppliers in U.S. market of today, and as a result, since there is a price stabilization effect to some extent happening.
Great. All the best and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rajesh. We have a next question from Mr. Nilesh Mehta from MP Advisors.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question again. I actually have I will request for more insight on Hospira in terms of one, if you can give the name of the products that have been launched in this year. Second, if you know whether those are patented products as of now in the U.S. market or so, any color on the market share in the target market wherever they are launched.
Fortunately, we are not allowed to share the name of the product, but we can say that these products which we have exported currently are only for European market. Expect U.S. FDA inspection of our plant.
Okay.
So of U.S. FDA, we will first ramp up will start.
When do you expect the U.S. FDA inspection and approval?
This year.
Okay.
We expect in third quarter.
Third quarter. Okay. And any color on the kind of, I mean, first of all, are these products that have been launched are something that Hospira has already launched and they have started now sourcing from the JV, or those are new products even for Hospira?
I think a mix of both.
Mix of both. And any kind of market share that Hospira enjoys in those target markets?
We currently don't have any data on this.
Okay. Finally, if you can just share the profitability geography-wise, that will be great. We have the sales.
Currently, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we can share this with you offline. I will ask Vishal to discuss with you.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. We have the next question from Mr. Neelkanth from Credit Suisse.
Yeah, congratulations on the great results, especially in the U.S. Would it be possible to share, you said you have 48 approvals in the U.S. How many products have you launched and how many ANDAs are pending and how many are you filing every year?
Currently, we have launched 25 products.
Right.
We have filed over 90 ANDAs already, and our strategy is to file 15 to 20 every year.
Any particular product areas or therapy areas that you're targeting?
It's generally generics with some differentiation where we see there is an opportunity. It's a mix of both some of the products where supplies are a problem, us going off patent, some drug delivery based products, some difficult to manufacture products from technology perspective. So it's a mix of products basically.
Understood. And your comment on price pressure actually coming down a bit, is that a reflection of slowing approvals at the FDA, or is this also that the wave of Indian companies that entered the market are now much more mature and they realize price cuts are not the only way to get share?
I guess it is supply problem. U.S. market companies are unable to deliver.
I'm sorry, so is there a shortage of capacity? Is that what you mean?
Well, I don't know whether there is a shortage of capacity or anything or what, but seems to be less supply of drug than what is required in the market.
Wow. Okay. Thanks. And last question, when were your facilities last inspected by the FDA?
Last February.
That is February 2008?
2009.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Nilken. We have a next question from Fatima Khan from Independent Research.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for the good quarter this year. Your interest and financial charges were around $229 million this quarter. Do you expect these charges to remain stable over the year? Hello?
Yes.
All right. Can you throw some light about the profitability of Hospira? It's around 27.35%. So do you expect this profitability to go up?
As the turnover will increase, the profitability should improve.
All right. What about Pantoprazole? Do you expect the Pantoprazole to give the similar kind of results during this year, or do you expect it to go down?
Have
Hello.
We expect a bottom line contribution.
All right. Okay, that's up to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fatima. We have a next question from Mr. Arvind from Bank of America.
Hello. Yes, I couldn't get the last part of the Pantoprazole question. Can you just repeat what was the guidance for the full year in terms of Nycomed JV contribution?
We are expecting 60 crore rupees bottom line contribution.
Okay. And you've done so far 21 crore.
60 crore top line contribution from and 35 crore bottom line contribution from Nycomed JV.
And you've already done almost half of the top line, I guess.
Yeah, so we would basically have much a higher number. Yeah.
Okay. And, sir, one more thing. Can you comment a little bit on the working capital front? I mean, how do they stand? Inventory days, debtor days, etc.?
Inventory days have not changed much from the...
balance sheet, And debtor also remains the similar?
Almost.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mr. Alvin. We have a next question from Mr. Manoj Gur from MK.
Sir, I would like to just give some colors on your R&D pipeline and probably, you know, the roadmap going forward, like when do we see maybe, you know, little monetizing those opportunities, something like that?
We have 7 INDs which we are ourselves. Apart from that, we have 2 important joint development program, one with Eli Lilly and Company and the other one is with Carobio in Sweden.
Right.
The joint development programs are progressing well and we expect that some monetization of R&D should happen next financial year.
Okay. And how do, you know, we look forward for the first, like the project which we already have in phase 2 or phase 3, which probably we are doing right now in India, how do we want to take it forward, sir?
Our objective would be to have a compelling phase 3 data in India. Based on that, basically, we would like to take this forward for other important market in the world.
So we would like to take on our own or we will seek some out-licensing partner, make some
partners?
Partners. And have you started supplying this rivalry vaccines to WHO or UNICEF?
We have already started supplying the vaccines.
Would you like to share some numbers on that, sir? Hello?
I don't have the number, but we will be able to provide you this information offline.
Okay, not an issue. And the third things are like about our consumer healthcare division, because I think now since this division is doing pretty well, and we already have 3 products which is being established in that category. Do we see some more products to be launched in that category?
Yes, as a part of growth, it will happen.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's all from my side.
Thank you, Mr. Manoj. We have a next question from Sir Ram Hegde from Premises Investment.
Hi, gentlemen. I had one question. Is it possible to sort of give us a sense of what is really the like-to-like sales? Because we have 3 entities which were acquired in this year which don't exist in the previous year by YOY. So just a sense, broad sense of what the growth was.
We can give the sales numbers of the 3 subsidiaries.
Okay. Yeah.
Pantene is 39 million.
Yeah.
And Simaila 168 million.
Okay. And so, can you also just give a sense of what was the, you know, U.S. revenues in dollar terms? Hello?
Sorry,
I missed you on that.
Hello?
Yeah.
It is about $30 million.
$30 million. And I have one question pertaining to your annual report where you talk of basically, you know, having created an international business development reserve account for restructuring purposes. Can you just throw some light exactly what is the reason for this and what are the sort of charges that you would take straight to this account? This would presumably mean that you would charge something not through P&L but straight to the reserves, right?
Firstly, we do not have to charge anything, but in future, we have an acquisition.
Okay. So this is not for any of the acquisitions that you have done till date. This is for some future acquisition.
It is only for the future acquisitions, or it is none of our current acquisitions.
Okay, fine. Right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Ram. We have the next question from Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital.
Thanks again for taking my question. I quickly just wanted to get a broad feel on the Brazilian market. Is there a slight slowdown that we've seen in this quarter?
Yes, we see a slight slowdown in the Brazilian growth this quarter. This is mainly this is mostly a timing issue because of some of our products were not released by customs in time, and as a result, we lost some sales. But we believe it's not a problem.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. We have next question from Mr. Ashish from Lucky Secure.
Sir, could you talk a little bit about the in-licensing opportunities into the Indian market for new molecules?
Well, in-licensing is what is going to become an order of the day as we move forward. Currently, our company itself is negotiating something like 6 to 8 different deals for in-licensing of products, and we believe that going forward, this would pick up. I guess... because there are products for which some valid patents are existing in India, and even companies who are already present in India are looking for partners to market their products. So as a result, there are a number of in-license opportunities are there, and companies with good marketing capabilities and able to build brands should be able to get a good in-licensing deal going forward.
Okay. So what are the current domestic market sales from in-licensed products?
Currently, the domestic market sales from... I don't have the exact number
available. Is it very significant?
Mr. Vishal Gore can provide you offline.
Is it very significant, sir, as on an order of magnitude?
No, it's not significant.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Ashish. Participants may please press star and one to ask any further questions. We have a next question from Mr. Jayesh from Morgan Stanley.
Good evening, sir. My question is regarding the U.S. Geography. Apparently, we've done very well this year as well in the last 2 years. If you were to take a slightly longer-term view and take a view for next 3 to 4 years, what kind of growth do we see in the U.S. geography business?
I think generic market in U.S. continues to grow. We have, as a company, a kind of a differentiated strategy for the U.S. market, and as a result, we are expecting that we will continue growing well in the U.S. market. If I have to put it in terms of growth, anything between 30 to 40% CAGR should be possible.
Fair enough. And sir, how are we seeing prices in U.S. Markets for the product that you've already introduced? Are we continue to see price erosions, or is there a sense of price stability there?
Currently, we are seeing some price stability, and the price erosion pressure does not exist at this moment. We were expecting actually price erosion, but it's not happened.
Fair enough. So the growth drivers, assuming further price erosion doesn't happen, would be the new ANDA filing that you do and the volume growth which is happening in the US.
That's right.
And the profitability figure that was indicated, just to verify that, you said profits are around 30 crores against sale of 148 crores.
Yeah,
32 crores.
32 crores against sale of 142 crores.
Which is giving a PAT margin around 22%.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you,
sir. Thank you, Mr. Tej. We have the next question from Mr. Ram from Premises.
Hi, sir. Just coming back to the U.S. part, if I look at on a quarterly basis, it looks like the revenue is flat. Is that a right reading? On a sequential basis?
Sequential basis is the revenue. That's a given. I quarterly. Last year, the quarter four, the sales was 130 crore.
Okay. But presumably on dollar terms, I'm just saying in...
Last year, quarter four was about
$30 million. So is this a sort of, any particular reason for this flattish sort of trend on a sequential basis?
For a timing issue.
Okay. Fine. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ram. We have a next question from Mr. Rahul Sharma from Carvisto.
Sir, is on the U.S. Business. Does this 32 crores include the research which you spent on the products which are supposed to be launched?
No.
Okay. How much is the R&D, sir?
R&D for the quarter in total is
469 million rupees.
And attributable to US business, sir?
About 40% of that is U.S.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharma. Participants may please press star and one to ask any further questions. To ask a question, participants are requested to press star and one. For any questions, participants may please press star and one. As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Pankaj Patel. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much for joining the conference call. Have a good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and using Tata Telecom conferencing services. You may please disconnect lines now. Thank you. Have a pleasant evening.